It is that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. TD, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on, fellas?
Not a lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. TD, I want to start on the Ernest Jones front. What sort of addition do you think he can be for this Titans defense? And what sort of a combination do you think they may now have with he and Murray, and what the scheme fit could be with Denard Wilson?
Yeah, I think it's one of those situations where it's a much-needed addition of leadership. He will be another leader on the defense. But if you look schematically, there is a great fit there. You look at Ernest Jones and how he's able to rush the passer. You know, you're talking about 33 pressures, 14 QB hits last year. So it's very clear this guy knows how to make his way to the quarterback and impact them. So there's matches there. The only thing that I think is a big question is the coverage aspect. And that's something that both he and Kenneth Murray Jr. have to get better at. So that's the one concern, but it's a solid move. I think the defense is definitely better at this addition.
So obviously, do you feel like, they got a good football player here. I mean, they're better for getting him. Do you feel like if Chance Campbell doesn't get hurt, that this maybe doesn't materialize, or am I overrating what Chance Campbell was possibly going to be able to do this season?
No, I don't think it's either of them, honestly. It's something where you know how the front office is. You know, Rand Carthon has said multiple times that he likes to be nosy, right? And I think that's what they were doing before the whole situation arose. So I don't know that it would have happened for sure. But, I mean, it's a good thing that they were able to get this guy. I'll say that.
So, TD, we've talked with you about David Martin Robinson, and now that the roster cuts have been made and we're moving ahead into week one now, as you look at DMR, the preseason that he had, what sort of a player do you think he could turn into in terms of contributing in the regular season for this team this season? What do you think that looks like?
Yeah, well, you know, I was talking to Corey Curtis, and, you know, he said Nick Vinette compared him to Evan Engram. I think that's pretty lofty comparison. You look at just his ability to catch the ball and get upfield. He's an athlete. That was a thing that, you know, I knew about him coming into OTAs, et cetera. He's a much stronger than anticipated player. You know, I didn't know that he was able to blow guys up the way he is. And you saw, right? I mean, you know, somebody had to, I don't know who the defender was, you know, in that Saints game, but and I'm sure when he got to the sideline, he needed to call the 800 number because he got violated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
DMR trucked him, you know. So those are the things that he also brings to the table. So I think it's a complete football player, a young up-and-coming player that could end up finding himself in getting significant reps.
Do you feel like the roster tells us that maybe they're going to be a little bit more of a 12 team than like the heavy, heavy 11 team that I kind of assumed they'd be with Callahan coming in here?
It could tell you that they're going to see more 12 personnel looks than anticipated, yes, but also remember how much the special teams stress was by Brian Callahan when he spoke about some of the numbers on the roster.
TD, you know, Pollard looks really explosive, really good to me in the preseason.
Yeah.
We know Spears can play, and we know Spears can play well. So I don't think it's changed a ton, at least in terms of the way I view it, the workload those two is going to get this year. But I will say, like, Pollard looks really, really good. Like, has it turned more into a running back one, running back two situation for you? Do you still think at the end of the year they're going to end up relatively even in terms of the touches that they have? How do you view those two in the backfield?
You know, I'm going to say it does seem more like Pollard is going to be somewhat more of a feature guy with Tyjae Spears as a complementary piece. It seems that way. And I just want to see this first quarter of the Bears game, like how they actually go about rotating and everything. And obviously score could dictate touches, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll see. But I do think it is leaning more towards Pollard as somewhat more of a feature guy.
And we know they can – I mean, we know that they're both versatile. They're not hugely different stylistically. They are different. They can both do everything. Is it possible that even Spears is a kind of like the third down role, or do you think it'll be more like your series, now your series?
I think they're going to rotate even within series. You look at that first drive against Seattle, they were rotating almost every play, you know. So it's going to be one of those things where if a guy gets a hot hand, you know, Randy Jordan has said that, you know, he wants to have a committee, a group, where if a guy gets a hot hand, they run with him. And the guy who's not getting in understands that. So it's going to be situational to me. I don't think there's going to be a set rotation.
TD, obviously Malik Willis traded to the Packers. What did you make of the progress that he made throughout the preseason and now the opportunity in front of him to be a backup quarterback in the National Football League?
Yeah, you know, I talked to Malik after the Seahawks game, and then I talked to him after the Saints game. And one of the things he said after Seattle was that it's pretty cool to have coaches that, you know, make sure you know why the play is being called and what your job is on it. So, that, I mean, I said a lot there, right? And it kind of opened up my eyes to, okay, maybe this was why there were times where it seemed like it wasn't processing and things like that, because he didn't fully understand the why of the play. So he progressed there. I mean, you look at the throws to Bryce Oliver. I mean, that throw along the sideline for that first touchdown was as good as it gets, right? So you definitely have a lot of ability there. But it seemed like things start to speed up for him, but just not fast enough, right, to be able to supplant a veteran like Mason Rudolph, who I feel is a very good backup, a very good backup.
A top 10 backup?
Yeah, we'll go top 10. You're not going to manipulate my words to top 3, though.
That's fine. I as I went through it, that's the thing. I was like, okay, maybe not top 3, but yeah, top 10. So let's put this on the record for Stilly, that we have more support from TD that we're right and Stilly's wrong.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, look, man, you want a backup quarterback to be able to come in and win games for you, right? What did he do down the stretch? 3-1, you know, and he had two pretty good games, you know, out of those three wins that he had. So, yeah, I mean, look, Mason Rudolph to me is exactly what you want in a backup quarterback, especially with a guy like Will Levis. You don't want anybody threatening for the job. You want a guy who's a veteran for him coming off the field, and if called upon, could come in and make things happen for you. And that's what he does.
Yeah, three wins with the highest QB rating in the league. But, hey, let's talk about what happened in 2019. That's what really matters. Okay, moving on, TD, the last month of football that you've seen from this team, do you feel any differently, big picture, about what this team's ceiling, this team's floor, what we're about to see? Do you feel significantly different, and if so, how and why?
No, I still feel the same. 8 to 9 wins, I think. You know, 9 wins is the ceiling, right? I mean, if they get 10, hey, man, they really did a great thing, but I see them as a team that's going to compete for the division, right? But I doubt they win it. I think they'll compete for a wild card spot. I doubt they win that too. And I have them this is a building year, right? This is the Detroit Lions 2 years ago, right? You know, putting themselves in position to eventually be a contender. I feel that's where they are.
TD, when you're looking at Brian Callahan in week one coming up against Chicago, from a play calling perspective, being that this is his first time doing it, what are you most intrigued by when it comes to his play calling, whether it's situation that you're looking for, style? Like, what intrigues you the most to find out about Brian Callahan from that aspect of it heading into this year on offense?
I want to see how he layers plays. That's what I want to see. What we've seen to this point are different blocks of the play call sheet. I want to see how he layers them. Okay, how do you run that stretch play to set it up for play action, you know, backside corner route or something like that? That's what I want to see. I want to see some more of the route combinations, because he did open it up a bit in the Saints game. You saw some of the route combos and how it opened up passes for Calvin Ridley and Tyler Boyd. Those are the things I want to see. How does he regulate? Because in talking to Bo Hardigree, talking to Will Levis and even Callahan himself, you know, all these weapons, Will Levis is under pressure. Hey, who are you going to get the ball to, right? And he has to be like that Magic Johnson, the old school Lakers, right, getting everybody involved. What they've all said is the play calling is how they're going to dictate Levis doing that. So I want to see how it does just that. Do you get Tyler Boyd involved early? Do you get Treylon Burks in the groove? There's so much to see from that perspective, and that's what's so intriguing about this team.
Well, and following up on that, and I feel like you're one of the perfect people to ask about this, just with those three receivers specifically, Hopkins, Boyd, and Ridley, are they, I guess, more prepared, more equipped to layer those plays and to layer those routes this year, given the experience that those guys have at playing the position? Like, do you feel like they're more equipped to do that beyond just the new offense and the Brian Callahan part of it this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think because you have Tyler Boyd working that middle of the field, running those tight end-like routes, and as teams begin to play top-down defense, right, you know, that's going to open stuff up for him. But then he starts catching, you know, has 6-7 catches and a half, then they're going to start keying on that, and that's when you could, you know, have your route combos where he's running a dig route, and then you got Calvin Ridley over top on a post, and then you could take the bomb there. So I think they could play off of each other, and that's the really good thing about having these three receivers. And, oh, by the way, DeAndre Hopkins, you know, you could always just chuck it up there, and he's going to go get it too. So there's different ways that you could use all of them. I like the package that they put together, and we'll see how it works.
TD, if either of these tackles, offensive tackles, gets hurt, how much of a drop-off are we talking about? How much trouble would the Titans be in at this point?
Yeah, that's one of the areas where it's like, yeah, the depth is it doesn't seem good, you know. So they got to stay healthy at offensive line. I know Bill Callahan, you know, multiple times I spoke to him, he said that he wants to train everybody like they're the starters, right, and have them prepared. And that's good verbally, but I think when the talent is different, then you do have a drop-off. So that is an area for concern with them.
TD, we're less than a week away from regular season NFL football. We've made it. Appreciate so much you taking time to be with us, and we'll talk to you next Friday before week one for the Titans.
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait. Everybody, you guys and everybody, have a great, safe, happy holiday this weekend. Be smart, be safe, and appreciate you guys.
Yep, same to you, TD. Buddy. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. We'll react to what TD had to say. Take your thoughts on our phone and text lines. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Pigskin Pick'em coming up at 8:30. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.